Hey, how's it going? Welcome back to the Be Positive, Stay Positive podcast. My name is Nat, and I'm here for you. I am here for you three times a week, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, to cheer you up, to give you those keys that will hopefully unlock the door to your happiness. And I say that with sincerity. At the beginning of every show, I say that. So hopefully, my words will help you find your happiness. It's in there. Hey, if this is your first time here, welcome to the show. Welcome to the podcast. I appreciate you hunting me down and finding some positivity. If you like the show, share it with your friends or let me know how you found the show. You could text me at 304-506-3332. Let me know how you found it. That music that you heard in the beginning of the show and you will hear at the end was written especially for the show by Robert Schultz from Schultz Music Publications. Check out all his publications at schultzmusic.com. Also, if you get a chance and you're online, go to bepositivepodcast.com, click the merch tab, pick something up, and give it to somebody for Christmas. Find that negative person in your life that just needs a little positivity, like a shirt that says thoughts become things, or a mug that says that, or something that says be positive or stay positive. It's all there. Pick it up. It'll help me get my book off the ground and get that thing published. And what? Did he say book? Yes, I did. The Positive Perspective, moving right along. Not as quickly as I'd like, but it's coming. It's coming. All right. If you've got something you want me to talk about, and I get this all the time. A lot of people have issues in their life and they just want a different perspective. Go to my website, bepositivepodcast.com/your story. Tell me all about it. I'll give you a shout out on the air if you like. Just like Eva listening on Spotify. Hey, Eva, thanks for checking in with the show. And Caitlin from Saginaw, Michigan on the text line. Hey, thanks a lot, Caitlin, for checking in on the text line. And this is a cool name, Bolt. Bolt. From listening on Spotify from Western Australia. He said he just checked out episode one. Looks like not too bad, he said. I go back to episode one and I cringe. Very cringy, the first episode. The show has changed quite a bit. And Juan from Dallas, Texas. Juan, how you doing? Thanks for checking in with the show. Eva, Caitlin, Bolt, and Juan. This show is dedicated to you. All right. At this part of the show, if you've listened before and, Bolt, since this is your first time listening, second time actually, I get to this part of the show where on my screen I have my notes and it says thought for the day and I never fill it in. I always leave it blank just because so I can think on my feet and come up with something right off the cuff. So today, the thought for today is where are you focusing your energy? What is occupying your mind so much? What is filling up your mind? Is it the fear of the pandemic that's out there? Is it the fact that you don't like your relationship? You feel that you're not where you want to be in life, or you're focusing on health issues or whatever it is? What are you focusing on? Because I always say what you think about, you bring about. So don't focus on negative stuff at all. So, be conscious, be aware of where you're focusing your energy. All right? That's the thought for today. That was a pretty good one, huh? Almost like I planned it, but no, it doesn't happen that way. But this part, yes. Today's show is called I Just Want to See My Kids. And this show, this came from a text line, and I can totally relate to it. Here's what he said. He said, how can I stay positive and not get depressed due to a custody battle? My child's mother and I split up. My son is 4 months old. She currently has custody, but now threatening me that I'll never see my son. She's keeping me away from him. She'll say nasty things to me, and it really brings me down. We split up because our relationship is toxic, and she's not mature enough to accept that. And now she's using my son to hurt me. It hurts a lot, and it causes me anxiety thinking about it. We will be going to court, but until then, it's just been hard. I've always been there for my son and will always want to be there. I want that relationship I never had with my father. I want to have that with my son. But I'm just so afraid his mother and his mother's family will poison his head with negative things about me to the point that my son hates me. All I want to do is be a dad, but it seems impossible with my child's mother, and it's been taking a toll on my mental health. Well, this subject I have a lot of experience in, let me tell you. About 22 years ago, my son was born, and everything was okay for 8 or 9 years. And then fell out of love with his mother, and we split up, and she proceeded to talk, what's the word I'm looking for? I want to say talk shit, but that's it. Talk shit to me, about me, to my son, and poisoned his vision of me and told him things about me that were lies, and then moved away so I could not see him. And then she would never let me see him, couldn't drive to see me, so I moved 2 or 3 hours away and then moved further away. And so it got really nasty, and for a long time I couldn't ever speak to him. He didn't want to speak to me because he thought I was a jerk, and she totally poisoned his mind. And I'll tell you what, it destroyed me inside. It really broke my heart knowing that I couldn't be with my son. But life has to go on. It was always in the back of my mind, but I had to stop thinking about it. I had to come to terms with the fact that that's the way it is. I'm not going to have access, and hopefully someday I will be able to reconnect with my son and rebond. And that's what got me through it. And I started another family, and it's a great family. And now, just now, he's 22. It's just in the past couple of years, we've been communicating a little bit. It's still very, very distant. I'll never have that relationship that I wanted with my son, like my dad and I had for the first 10 years of my life. So I tell you what, there's really no good answer for that. Go do it legally. Don't do anything crazy. Go to court. Do whatever you can to see your son. And don't ever talk bad about his mother. The relationship has nothing to do with him. You got to do whatever you can to be a father and present your case to the court intelligently. Don't be angry or hurt. Don't go in there weak, because she has all the cards. You have to go in there totally organized and totally logical, and not blame her. Just show your compassion for being a father, and you have to really prepare your case. I would get a good lawyer and make sure that you do that, because that's, in the end, it's going to be her ultimate decision. She could see the courts, just like me, said, okay, you get him for one holiday, she gets him for the next Christmas, and we're all supposed to alternate Christmases and Thanksgivings and birthdays and all that stuff. That shit never happened. I didn't get him at all, ever, one Christmas in 10 years. And that was a pain in the butt, because I had to take him back on Christmas Day. It was a pain, and it was very, very hurtful. I mean, no one really knows how deep the pain and hurt went for me, because there's my boy. And now, just now, he's a man now, and so now we talk a little bit more, and it's pretty much that's been put in the past, but the relationship is different. It's not what I wanted for my child. It's not the relationship I wanted, but that's what I got. So I take what I can get. And that's all I can tell you, is to get a good lawyer, make sure your son knows that you love him, and hopefully one day he will realize that that you were taken away from him and it wasn't your fault. Or if it was, then he'll realize that too. But just be a good, 4 months old, that's tough. That's your baby boy. So that's tough. So I don't know. I would get a good lawyer and ask him what to do in order to get joint custody and stay close and do whatever you can do. And if you have to take legal action to have custody of your son, not custody, but it's a visitation, do it. Because I didn't do that. I didn't take advantage of it, and I regret it. So if you have to do that, do whatever it takes. I'm telling you, okay? But don't let it rip you apart either, because if you can't see him, when you do see him, you can't be a basket case. When you do finally get to see him, you can't be you have to be a man to show him what kind of man you are. So that's what I got to say. You just want to see your kids? Find a way to see your son. Find a way to do it, and do it the right way. And it's all I can say. There's really no good answer for that. Just get a lawyer and do it right. And that's what I would say. That's what I'm going to say. And focus your energy in the right place. That was a thought for the day. I just remembered it popped back in my head. Anyway, I hope that that helped a little bit. I'm sharing my story with you and giving you some insight. And I can't give you a lot of hope, but give yourself the tools that you need with a lawyer and the knowledge and making sure that you have your son is provided for. Even if you can't be there, make sure he's provided for. Make sure he's got health insurance. Make sure that that he's got clothes on his back. And if it comes down to, you know, money to see him and she wants to be that kind of person, do whatever it takes. Okay? That's my words to you. All right, that's it. That's the show. Thanks for checking out the Be Positive, Stay Positive podcast today. Happy Friday to you. A quick shout out again to Eva, Caitlin, Bolt, and Juan all over the world. Saginaw, Michigan, Australia, Texas. Oh my goodness. I love it. We're on our way to 1 million downloads, and well over a quarter from over 300,000 subscribers. Love you guys. I really appreciate the fact that you're checking out the show and listening to the show, being so supportive of the show and making me feel like a hero when I get your text messages and emails saying how a certain podcast has helped you in your life or helped you to see your life better or to help you to find your inner happiness and it's working. And your letters and your texts keep this show going because without you, there's no reason for me to do this. I don't need to hear myself talk. I talk a lot, so ask my wife. Anyway, that's the show. I appreciate it. If you get a chance to go to the website, pick something up from the website, help support the show, help support the book. All right? Send me a text, 304-506-3332. I love to hear from you guys and hear what's going on in your day. The holidays are coming. Are you ready? I'm sure we'll do some holiday shows. My name is Nat. This has been the Be Positive, Stay Positive podcast. I think we can all do a little bit better. I'll talk to you later.